Hello, welcome to Fireside Chats. I am Magla Pillay, and today's topic is one which we hope will be of interest to you, entitled Shattered Hearts. This is a talk show in which we ask you, the viewer, to take a good look at yourself. We look at the core of spirituality. We ask you if there is a balance between your internal and external world. We ask you to look at whether you have a relationship with God, and if so, what is the quality of that relationship? Is it balanced? Are you happy with your relationship with the divine? We also look at what impact spirituality has on your consciousness. To this end, I would like to welcome Sister Denise, who has been practicing Raj Yoga meditation for over 4 decades, to share her insight and wisdom into the subject of shattered hearts. Sister Denise, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And a warm welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you in our studio. Sister Denise, a shattered heart. One cringes on hearing the topic because it's so personal. This is a very common malady with millions of people across the globe, and yet so few people are aware of it. Most people are oblivious of this. What is your definition of a shattered heart, and how did humanity reach the stage where we are in internally, we are in so many different bits and pieces?
I think that it's all to do with getting disappointed in early childhood, or having exposure to some kind of abuse, abandonment, neglect, and so on. Because child actually requires unconditional love from the parents, the teachers, the religious leaders, who are the external moral authorities. And very often, because these people who are entrusted with the care of the child are aware of their power over the child, they'll abuse that power and they'll damage that child who has not grown up enough to acquire the resilience that can manage disappointment, abandonment, and so on in adult years, so that the child is really handicapped because of that. So I think that the practices of parenting, of teaching, and so on, are very often extremely damaging, and that our society has not come to terms with it or understood their responsibility. And that, you know, that a child has rights, that those people have an obligation to fulfill. But there's another problem, which is a much bigger problem, and that is that when a person gets born into a family or somewhere, that person gets born into some kinds of karmic accounts. And so very often the shattered heart will be connected with this playing out of karmic accounts at a young age. So it's a very, very difficult thing to deal with. Very difficult.
Okay. So one can't deal with it by oneself. One needs external help. Okay. Where is help at hand for such a problem? And if so, where and how and who can help you with this? Because a human being, you can't actually live with a shattered heart. We're not talking about minor disappointments. We're talking about the feeling inside of being totally empty, of being almost like an emotional wasteland. So what is the answer? How do you deal with it? How do you repair that which is broken, which you cannot see, but you can feel?
It's very, very difficult for a person to do this for themselves. There are very, very few people, few professionals in the field of psychiatry, psychology, who are sufficiently knowledgeable and who are sufficiently, who have enough time and energy, if they do know, to do that work. So it is really one of the, in a way you can say, the tragedy of the human condition, is that so many people are living in an emotional wasteland. They are living in a fragmented state. And I feel that the only one who can repair these fragmented people is the being of God. And God is the ocean of love. This fragmentation occurs because of lack of love. So the healing can occur through love. And so when a person can enter into a relationship with God and actually receive God's love, I think that is the only thing that will repair. But then the issue is, how do you get yourself to a point where you're able to actually feel, receive, accept the love of God?
Okay. Mr. Denise, if an individual is psychologically not okay, can you meditate? Can you go to God in your shattered state? Can you do that?
Well, I think there's a difference between someone with a shattered heart who goes to God to receive God's love, and then someone who is psychologically not okay. In cases where somebody is really mentally unstable, I think they should not meditate. Okay. Because to meditate, you need to be very grounded. And a lot of people who are mentally unstable are not at all grounded. And so in that case, I would say they would need to do some serious psychological work and really become very grounded before they start doing any meditation.
Hmm. Okay, so coming back to my original question, if someone's shattered, has a shattered heart, can they take from God? To take us through this journey, how do you go about doing it?
You have to see really on a case-by-case basis, you know, what broke your heart. Were you betrayed? People are very often betrayed. What is your level of belief in God in the first place? You know, there's so many different factors. But I think we can say that overall, very, very few people have a complete heart. And so maybe we're not dealing with something completely shattered like a broken windshield on a car, but, you know, splintered, cracked, broken, repairable, you know. I think that when a person assumes that another person is going to be everything for them, and that assumption turns out to be untrue, then their illusion is broken. And their heart may also be broken along with the illusion. And this is why I think the spiritual teachings can even be relevant even when somebody is quite young. So that people realize that some of these stories that are out there, you know, that you tell a young girl, okay, you are going to meet this wonderful guy who's going to be everything for you and this and that and the other, that's a straight lie. It's not going to happen. But they give that story, you know, or they tell to the young boy, you're going to meet this beautiful girl and she's going to make you happy and blah, blah, blah. That's a lie, you see. Nobody exists to make somebody happy. So this is really something that the society has created in order to fulfill the expediency of reproducing the species under any condition, you know. But when you're talking about a human being being whole, that wholeness cannot come from putting another human being in a position that they cannot occupy and then expecting them to fulfill the role that only God can fulfill. You see, so I think we need to really take a look at some of these stories that are told to the young people, you know, and people are encouraged, oh, you get married and everything will be fine. You don't get married, you'll be miserable. That's just not true. If you want to get married, you need to know that it's a contract and you have to keep renegotiating it all the time. But this romantic ideas that someone is going to make everything okay, or you know, a small child, when they are not loved by their parents, they cannot say to themselves, my parents do not love me. They have to say, I am not lovable. That is acceptable to the child. They can never say, my parents don't love me, because it is so terrible to make a statement like that to the self that you can't do it. You'll turn it around, you see. And then you'll carry that thought, I am not lovable, for the rest of your life, you see. And then you'll make sure that your heart stays broken, you see. So there's an enormous amount of healing that has to happen. And it has to be more than just your internal private relationship with God. You need something more than that. You need human beings to tell you, no, God does love you. You are lovable. Now you go to God and you start to develop that. So you need both the human factor and the divine factor to heal in this matter. But the difficulty is that people don't get it. And so what to do? Perhaps at least discussing it and saying it like it is a starting point. And then, you know, in your you have to look at your expectations. Because a lot of people have expectations that cannot be fulfilled, that are completely unrealistic. Just because you have a broken heart doesn't mean that whoever you meet is obliged to fix it. Neither are they obliged, nor are they capable.
True.
You have to really go to God.
That's a deep one. That's a very deep one. Sister Denise, I want to interject at this point. As human beings, we tend to anesthetize against the pain. Okay? What would you say about such behavior? Where we're aware of the problem somehow. Okay? And then we look for a plaster, and there are many plasters at hand. Whereas you actually need surgery, but we put a plaster on it because it's okay for now. So what do you say to or about people who do that? And I think to an extent we all do.
Well, this is where the thing called original pain work comes up. You know, as a child, when you are really badly damaged, there's nothing you can do because you're a child. When you become an adult, having covered yourself in different plasters and told yourself there's nothing wrong and put on a fake smile, a time is going to come where you just have to go back to that abandoned child self that you have within you and re-raise that child, re-parent yourself. This you can do. So you have to make contact with the fact that you had actually abandoned yourself. You had done to yourself what other people have done to you. And you can't do anything about them, but you can do something about you. Then you have to go back and go in there and restore yourself and bring that abandoned inner self up to the level, the age, the level of maturity that you are now. That is a big piece of work, and there are many, many exercises that you can do for that, but you really need to reconnect with your inner self, your inner child.
Okay. So, Sister Denise, this is a lifelong journey, mm-hmm. is it not? The dangerous thing, I think, is that whilst we are still in the process of healing, we're likely to get re-hurt because of the choices we make, because of the people we include in our lives, because of deep-seated belief is, this is what happened to me, this is how I was treated by my parents, this is what I deserve. How do you unlearn your own dark mindset? How do you unlearn it?
I think this is why this is a good time to say, okay, I'm a soul, I've had many incarnations, I'm at a point of spiritual depletion, I need to use this life to restore myself and really focus on using the time that you have in this life for that. Because this is a special life. This is not a life like any other. This is a life in which it is possible to avail oneself of the teachings of God, of the presence of God, and actually bring oneself back to one's original condition of wholeness, of completeness. And if you can do that, then you're doing the very best thing that you could possibly do for yourself.
Okay. How then, given your one's condition, how then do you reach a state of internal harmony? As you speak, Sister Denise, you're sending out waves of coolness and peace and one of those, it's that mellow atmosphere that the fire is creating externally. You're creating this in the studio. How did you reach this stage where you can, where you give the impression, I am at peace with myself and with the world? How did you take us from shattered heart to where you are at right now?
Well, everybody has to start somewhere. And the place where you start from is the beginning of your spiritual journey. And as you go step by step with that focused attention, I'm here for me. This is not selfish. This is self-regard, this is self-honor, this is self-dignity. You really have to be prepared to live a life which may not be according to what the surrounding society thinks is a good idea, but what the surrounding society does think is a good idea, on the whole, is quite damaging because everybody is in so much debt to each other, because everyone is so spiritually depleted. And so it is very appropriate to say, this is not ordinary times that we're living through. I really need to use this time for me and build myself and repair myself and take the help of God or those who are with God who understand these things and really dedicate this life to me. This is what you have to do.
Okay, so it does involve a lot of attention, self-love, self-reflection, and work. It's hard work, isn't it?
Well, it's very fascinating work.
Yeah. Doesn't make it any easier, Sister Denise.
If it's interesting, it doesn't matter if it's difficult. Uh-huh. There's nothing more horrible than doing something boring.
Okay.
You know, if it's interesting, you're willing to put in the effort. And also because you get so much out of it, because it's so fascinating. You're discovering your worth. You're discovering your beauty. You're your own surgeon. You're your own best friend, you know. And you're becoming very aware of your value, of your sacredness. you becoming aware that you are important to God, so it's good for you to be important to yourself.
That's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, Denise, when God encounters one of his precious children who has been deeply wounded by life, how does he, she treat the wounded child?
Well, God will hold that child and guide, teach, support, validate, every so often give gifts, you know. When the child is doing something which is really good for the self, you know, they'll be, yes, yes, go for it, go for it. God is really a very excellent guide, parent, friend, surgeon, advisor, companion, you know. But the thing is, what's important is to be able to actually open oneself up to that and invite God into your life in all these relationships, because you will be betrayed by another weak human being, but you will not be betrayed by God. That you have to know.
Okay. Part of managing a shattered heart is that you've got to deal with pain, your own pain, and you've got to deal with past pain, you've got to deal with present pain, and you'll encounter people who'll push your buttons, who'll emerge more pain. How do you deal, within the context of this topic, how do you manage pain?
Well, you change
we'll take this up, subject up further, but just in this context, how do you breathe through the pain?
You breathe into the pain. You make pain your friend. You work with the pain, because the pain is your great teacher. And you change your relationship with pain from something antagonistic to something very fruitful, something that matures you, something that makes you into a compassionate person who can also understand the pain of other people.
Okay, so it's doable.
It's very doable. I mean, one should not be afraid of pain.
I think most people are, don't you?
Well,
and not just the physical, but inside.
It's part of being weak. It's part of being buying into this message that everything has to be easy, you know. But that message, which comes from the world of materialism, is fundamentally untruthful. And we have to challenge that.
We have no more time today to listen to you, unfortunately. But this has been extremely educational, if nothing else. And you've given the viewer a lot of food for thought. So thank you. Thank you. Sister Denise has shared her thoughts, her feelings, and her energy on the subject of a shattered heart. And like I shared during the course of today's show, Sister Denise emanates a feeling of peace and harmony, which is very beautiful to be in the presence of. And she has obviously achieved something through her own spiritual practice. It's not just theory, it's an actual experience. If you were sitting in the studio with me, you'll know what I'm talking about. But the beauty of it is she has shared what got her to this spot or space or point in her life, and she invites you to take the journey as well on your own. So irrespective of how broken and damaged a heart you may have, irrespective of your past and the trauma that you have experienced, you can come back from this. That is Sister Denise's message, and you are able to heal and transform. And I personally wish you well on your journey, and do know that help is at hand from people like Sister Denise, who's willing to share her wisdom as well as the divine. So good luck to you. Thank you for joining us, and goodbye.